So if you're on the way to work and a squirrel or something, bird or something's out in front of you, and your first thought is, get out of my way, squirrel, I'm gonna run you over because I gotta get to work, then that means you've been brainwashed by the dead corporate system. You've been brainwashed by the system. You're disconnected. So they want you disconnected from the earth, disconnected from the creation. And somebody says, well, it sounds like you contradict. No, I'm talking about the system, the devil's system. The earth plane is what your body's connected to. If you can learn to balance the spirit plane and the earth plane, you got it going on. But you can't balance the devil's system, the downcasted system, the befallen system. Yes, time is befallen. Yes, the creation groans, waiting for its redemption. But those created creatures, dogs, cats, cows, animals, any created creature, if you don't have any compassion on their suffering and their existence down here, you've been brainwashed by the bug, the devil's bug. You got a virus in the program. I don't even like to kill a bee or a fly anymore. I try to trap it and just sit it outside, you know. And if it gets inside, I try to trap it with a cup and a flat piece of paper, a flat surface, and carry it outside. I did that with a bee about a month ago, and it was kind of frustrating. I mean, if I'd have just took something and hit it, probably been better off, like time-wise. But I just didn't feel like I needed to kill that creature. That creature was just trying to get out, you know. Trapped it up at the ceiling, put a flat surface over the cup, and took it outside. I used a trash can. A little small trash can. Took it outside and let it free. If you have no compassion on another creature, God's creation, then you've been brainwashed by the system. By the cube, by the 666 cube system. They want you in a box, and they want you in their box, and it's a cult, and they don't want to be unhinged from that cult, because that's their security blanket. The 666 cube flesh mind is the security blanket. And when a bee or a fly or something comes up in the world, comes up in the box, oh no, it's messing up my worldview. Because you left the earth and you went into a building, you went into a little cube, and you don't want anything disrupting your cube, your box. See, what happens is, and I understand people try to create their little heaven on earth down here. They have to have everything in place. I understand, because I try to do it myself. But whenever the heaven on earth starts to fall apart, don't let it upset you. Just fix whatever it is. Don't let it bend you out of shape, because it will break down. Something will happen. Let's say you built your little house perfect. You had the perfect foundation. You've put the termites. You put the pest control. You sealed all the cracks, no rats, no snakes. You put snake away outside. I mean, you got your house sealed up. And you got the roof fixed, no water leaks. What happens when there's a plumbing leak? What happens when there's a toilet leak? Are you going to lose it? Are you going to lose your mind? Your little world gets shifted. Are you going to lose your mind? If you do, that means you've been brainwashed by the cube, the 666 cube. cube system. To maintain something, it's part of the process. Why would you maintain a car or a house or a business or anything, or your investments or anything? Because that's what you're doing. You're just maintaining. Maintain, occupy till I return. You're just maintaining. You're left behind to maintain. Left behind in this ridiculous befallen system. Yeah, the creatures are crazy sometimes. If it's a wild bear chasing you, shoot it. If it's a wild coyote chasing you, shoot it. But most of the creatures are not trying to attack you. They're just trying to survive like you. You know, no reason to get mad at a bee or a spider or a... Yeah, a spider can be dangerous, but a bee... If you are allergic to bee stings, yeah, I understand that, but... No reason to get mad at a creature. I had this squirrel this morning run out in front of me, and I hit the brakes. Because the squirrel, there was traffic coming all different ways, and the squirrel got confused on the street, and I just slowed down and went back the other way. It was like a rat in a maze trying to figure out what to do. It crossed the road and didn't expect all that traffic, I guess. So I just slowed down. Even though I'm under time restraint, I slowed down. The whole corporate cube 666 flesh mind legalistic Jezebel system's trying to disconnect you from reality. Yes, reality is a simulation, but still, you're part of the simulation. They want to disconnect you from the earth plane, and all you're focused on is making money and thumbs up and people pleasing and outward show instead of an inward thing. It's all outward show. It's built into the system because it's a devil system. And so you've got to be aware of it in your inner man. You probably, what I'm talking about here, you probably never even thought about. There might be a few people out there thought about it, but you probably never even thought about this. But it's part of the game. If you are self-aware and some squirrel or animal runs out in front of you and you say, get out of my way, squirrel, it's just being a squirrel. It's just a creature. It's what it is. It is what it is. Get out of my cube space, bee, fly, get mad about it. It's just, why get mad? Why hit the wall with your fist? Why cry over spilt milk? If you really have that problem, which I'm figuring that some people do, that's what came to my mind. If you have that problem, go outside and dig a garden, build you a garden, connect back with the earth. This is not new age. This is just, I know what they're doing. Your human body's connected to the earth. Not that we worship the earth. Not that we worship the human body. But I'm telling you, this is why they changed the calendar. The calendar is supposed to be 13 months, 28 days a month. One day points to that extra day points to the resurrection. They've destroyed the calendar. They're trying to destroy the cycles, the seasons. Why are they attacking the cycle, the weather? Why are they attacking the food? Why are they attacking your body? Because that's what they, that's the whole game, to mess up your endocrine system, to mess up your cycles. Why are you tailgating me, Lay? Because she's in a rush to get to work. She doesn't, she's in that little cube car, but if she was face to face, she wouldn't be acting that way. But that cube car protects her and isolates her from her environment, so she starts to think like a robot. It's kind of like a robot. They're trying to turn you into a robot there instead of a human. And so if you put a robot, now she's done crossed the double yellow line. He's mad because of the stoplight. Anyway, I wondered, I thought, why don't they put roundabouts everywhere? Why are they putting stoplights? Because the stoplight's part of the program to get you to submit to some kind of stupid law. That stoplight ain't mean nothing. It keeps order, but all they need is a roundabout. It's part of the mind game. Get you to mindlessly not think for yourself. That's the whole game. They set up all these rules and laws and trauma bond you to get you to where you can't think for yourself. And you disconnect from what's real. And I know I said it is a simulation, but I'm talking about it's, in other words, if you're in a cartoon, if you're a character in a cartoon, that's your reality. That's your reality. Now the devil system is a bunch of lies. They don't have to have lies down here because the truth is encoded in every simulation, but people don't want the truth, you know. No matter what kind of simulation it is, to birth you into a new creature, the truth is encoded in every simulation. Whether it's a cartoon reality, or whether it's a clay reality, whether it's any kind of reality that creatures have a vessel, it's still, there's truth still encoded in it because Jesus created it all.